My name is Eric Affner. You've heard my theme song, Blue Horizon, improvised by Sidney Bechet. An appropriate number for the period of time we're going to cover in our first show on Jimmy McPartland, who will be playing music from the 1920s and 1930s. A little bit of history on Jimmy McPartland. He was born in 1906, and he died in 1991. I'm going to turn in a moment to his first recording on December 12, 1924, with the Wolverines, after Bix left the band, Bix Beiderbecke, of course. The tune was Prince of Wales, and we don't spell that W-A-L-E-S. Instead, W-A-I-L-S. A short story. I'm quoting Jimmy McPartland. Here's what Jimmy McPartland said prior to this record date. Dick Voynau, by the way, he's the leader of the Wolverines. He said, quote, "I'll tell you what I'll do. You guys get a double room, and Jimmy, you can move in with Bix, and he'll show you other arrangements, because they didn't have anything written down," unquote. In other words, you have learned that Jimmy McPartland moved in with his idol, Bix Beiderbecke. And now I'll continue to quote Jimmy McPartland. Quote, "Bix helped me to find a new horn, and he came in on the job at night and played the first cornet on the numbers so that I'd learn them. He was a wonderful man to me. About getting 10 days, after about 10 days, he took off and went to join Gene Goldkett's orchestra. I stayed with the Wolverines until the band broke up about a year later," unquote. The I, of course, is Jimmy McPartland, and we're going to hear the December 12, 1924 recording, Prince of Wales. Thank you. you've just heard Prince of Wales. I'd like to share with you what Jimmy McPartland said. I can't say exactly when. There came out some new records on Jeanette by the Wolverines. When we heard Bix on these, we did another flip. How could it be so good? To me, Bix, well, that was it. Beautiful tone, sense of melody, great drive, poise, everything. He just played lovely jazz, and he knew how to lead a band. In 1927, Jimmy McPartland joined the Ben Pollack Band. Partland evolved a distinctive style and enjoyed a multiple career. A Broadway pit band musician, playing with Ben Pollack, which we will illustrate soon, and he also played with Russ Colombo, the great singer, and Jack Teagarden, the trombonist and vocalist, among others, and of course as a leader of his own Chicago-style combos. We will now listen to Ben Pollack's big band, his full band, playing Waiting for Katie. Who's in that band? Benny Goodman. In addition to clarinet, he takes a very short break on trumpet. Do you believe it? Goodman on trumpet. Of course, McPartland takes the solo after the vocal. Three trumpets, and there is Glenn Miller on trombone. Then we'll listen to a small group of Ben Pollack's band. It was the first recording under Benny Goodman's name. The number, Wolverine Blues. The band was featured as Benny Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn. That was the title of the band. Jim is McPartland, and Glenn, of course, is Mr. Glenn Miller. The third recording of April 4, 1929, Making Friends, featuring McPartland on cornet, Jack Teagarden, who replaces Glenn Miller. Jack is on trombone and vocal.
Drink mighty water, Lord, sleep in a hollow, Lord. And to be away up here in New York, treated like a Jersey dog. Doo-doo-doo-dee-doo-doo-doo, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Oh-da-da-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
A short story. Jimmy McPartland was in the Austin High Gang. They met as young guys and congregated in a candy store drinking sodas or shakes. And they didn't particularly like the music that was played, which included Paul Whiteman. The other musician they didn't care for too much was Ted Lewis. But then a new Jeanette record came out, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. These guys went crazy. They decided right then and there, hopefully, to devote their life to the music they just heard and loved. No one played a jazz instrument. They picked the various instruments. I won't identify the band. It's a well-known band. Jimmy McPartland and his brother was part of that band, Bud Freeman and the like. And they then started to practice every day until they learned to play a Chicago-style music. It took quite a while, but we know what they achieved. How did they learn to play? They listened to a recording, short part of it, then tried to play it, and kept going like that until they learned a tune. An amazing story. How did they do? Well, by 1923, Jimmy McPartland says he was earning $35 a week with room and board on one of his gigs. That is pretty good money in 1923. I mentioned Goodman before. He was 13 years old when he walked in on this gang. He was amazing. As Jimmy said, Benny blew the hell out of that clarinet, and I almost died hearing him do it. What happened? He immediately invited over. He invited Benny to come over and play at Austin High, and Benny accepted. The following records are Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans. I'll play four numbers. This is what developed to the Chicago style sound. On December 8, 1927, they played Sugar and China Boy, and 8 days later, on December 16, 1927, they recorded Liza, that's not the Gershwin tune, by the way, and Nobody's Sweetheart Now, which, of course, is also a standard today for Chicago-style jazz. Jimmy McPartland, the subject of our recording, is, of course, on these four records. The others, it's their first recording for Frank Teschmacher on clarinet, the great Bud Freeman on tenor, Joe Sullivan, who just is a marvelous pianist, Eddie Condon, the famous Eddie Condon on banjo, Jim Lanigan, who's Jimmy McPartland's brother-in-law on bass, and a guy you may have heard of, Gene Krupa, on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy left Ben Pollack's band, and he recorded again in 1936 on May 24, Eccentric, and original Dixieland One Step. Thank you. I have a friend, George Avakian. He lives in Riverdale, New York, not far from where I used to live, a block away. Here is his first recording that he produced, and he today is, of course, in my judgment, the world's greatest producer of jazz recordings. On October 11, 1939, he recorded The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise, the fabulous Jazz Me Blues, and we will hear again two numbers that we heard earlier, China Boy and Sugar. Thank you. I'd like to give you the lineup for the last four numbers. It was Jimmy McPartland and his orchestra with Jimmy on cornet, Bud Jacobson on clarinet, Boyce Brown on alto sax. I think he's the man who became a monk later in his life, and that's an interesting story by itself. Floyd Bean on piano, Dick McPartland on guitar, Jim Lanigan on bass, and Hank Isaacs on drums. Chicago, October 11, 1939. I hope you've enjoyed part one of my Jimmy McPartland show. My name is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz, and I hope I'll catch you the next time.